Fed minutes flip Bitcoin's rate cut trade into a hike risk problem. The Federal Reserve's April meeting minutes, released this week, removed any remaining ambiguity for traders who spent the first quarter positioning for rate cuts. A majority of policymakers said further tightening would likely become appropriate if inflation stays persistently above the 2% target, according to the record of the April session. Rates held at 3.50% to 3.75%, but the vote produced four dissents, the most divided committee since 1992. Bitcoin sat at $76,410 as of May 24, 2026, up 1.4% on the day, but down roughly 2.1% over the past week and far below its October 2025 high. The Fear and Greed Index reads 38 in fear territory, a complete reversal in 6 months. The pricing flip is sharp. Coming into 2026, Fed funds futures implied two or more cuts before year-end. After the April minutes, CME FedWatch showed a 54.1% probability of a rate hike by December, with only 1.5% odds attached to any easing through the same window, according to data cited by CryptoSlate on May 20th. The market is no longer debating how many cuts. It is debating whether the next move is up. That matters for Bitcoin because the rate cut narrative did real work over the past 2 years. Cheaper dollar liquidity, a softer dollar index, and a more accommodating term structure all fed into the bull case. Strip those out, and the macro tailwind becomes a headwind. Bitcoin's liquidity dependency cuts both ways. Bitcoin trades like the most liquidity-sensitive asset on the screen during macro inflection points. When the Fed is cutting or signaling cuts, the dollar weakens, real yields fall, and risk assets across the curve catch a bid. The mechanism runs in reverse when the committee leans hawkish. Hike expectations tighten financial conditions before any policy change actually arrives, lift the dollar, and push capital toward short-duration cash equivalents. That dynamic is already visible in flow data. Bitcoin spot ETFs saw nearly $1 billion in net outflows during the week of May 15th, per CryptoSlate's reporting. ETH and SOL ETFs have also seen recent trimming from large institutional holders, including the recent Bank of America 13F filing. By May 20th, Bitcoin had fallen to $77,300, a decline of about 38.7% from its October 2025 all-time high. The minutes hit harder than the decision. The April meeting itself, which we covered in the rate hold report, looked relatively benign on the surface. Rates were unchanged. Powell's press conference leaned data-dependent rather than openly hawkish. But the minutes capture the conversation behind the dais, and that conversation included committee members openly discussing the mechanics of tightening again. This is a familiar pattern. Markets often price the statement, then reprice the minutes 3 weeks later when the dissents and side debates surface. The fact that there were four dissents, not the usual one or two, signals that the consensus inside the FOMC is more fragile than the official press release suggested. The hard money argument loses its footing. A common reply to higher rates is that Bitcoin should benefit if real yields climb because that signals dollar debasement risk. The version of that thesis circulating recently runs into a problem we examined in detail last week. 5% Treasury yields offer a guaranteed nominal return that competes directly with a non-yielding asset. In the current regime, hawkish Fed minutes do not produce a clean inflation hedge bid for Bitcoin. They produce dollar strength and rotation into short-dated treasuries. The hard money story works when the Fed loses control. It does not work when the Fed signals it is willing to keep tightening. Implications for crypto spending. For users routing actual spending through crypto, the macro turn changes the math in two specific ways. First, stablecoin yields tied to treasuries hold up well. Products that park USDC or USDT in short-duration bills continue to pay near the Fed funds range. Second, cards that auto-sell volatile assets at point of sale absorb more conversion drag during sharp downward moves. Holders using staking yield cards face the question of whether the in-app yield still covers a 2-3% weekly price drift on the underlying. There is no panic case here yet. Bitcoin is up on the day, not down, and the fear reading at 38 is uncomfortable rather than capitulating. The story is that the macro setup that defined the last 2 years has flipped, and the market has only just started to price it.